Dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked along the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, then someone called your name. I looked and saw a young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now," but then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before that class would start. And then one day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Oh, I am so glad you gave." And then another man came before you and said, "Do you remember that time when a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry? You didn't have much money, oh, but you gave it anyway. And Jesus took that gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today to say thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one they came, as far as our eye could see. Each one somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices you have made. On earth, well, they go unnoticed, but in heaven, they're proclaimed. And now I know I've heard, just like you've all heard, that up in heaven, there won't be any tears. We're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure that there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand. And you stood before your Lord. He said, "My child, just look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you." I am a life that was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Oh, let's sing it, let's sing it. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
This has been a delightful hour, hasn't it? So glad you came. Do you like this 100 voice choir of yours? Thank you, Eunice, for helping us out with this beautiful display. Words in front of us, we couldn't make a mistake. You know, we're together here in a unique moment. Last fall, when the 60s alumni got together, I was impacted with the thought, you know, that's a miracle. When all of our lives from so many different points in history came through the halls of Northwest College, scattered in every direction. And then when we all come together in one moment, what a miracle that is. And what an exhilarating thing to feel that spirit that unites us. Because we are one in God. So much about the world, and even in the church sometimes, develops a spirit of division and competition. This denomination, that denomination, this particular ministry and that particular ministry. But we are one. We have been born into one spirit. And we belong to each other and we belong to the Lord. And what a joy to be able to come together today and feel something of that. Would you like to stand with me? Maybe you could grab a hand. Somebody next to you there, near you. And as we wind this session down today, we're going to sing that old familiar song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts in Christian Love.
Blessed be the tie that binds our
together. May your spirit and your grace go before us, each in the path that we yet have to travel. Cause us to be conscious of one another and to be mindful and prayerful one for another. As we build together toward that final day when we shall gather together around the throne to glorify your name, we bless you, we praise you. Let your benediction go upon us all. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. What a joy.